Okay. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll call to order. This is the NS Public Infrastructure District Number 2 special meeting. Today is Friday, November 14th, 2025. It is 11:02 a.m. And we have present trustees Burke Staker, and it looks like Ryan Beck via Zoom. Also present, we have Betsy Russin and Megan Murphy from WBA, Lauren Warburton, and Margaret, are you on still? I don't see.
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. From CLA. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Well, then we will call this meeting to order and declare that there is a quorum, two of the three board members, and we'll move into preliminary action items. Very first here, we will approve the agenda as presented today. Are there any questions or additions that anyone wants to add to the agenda?
No.
All right, I'll entertain a motion then to approve the agenda as presented.
Motion to approve the agenda.
All right, and is there a second?
Ryan, wake up.
Oh, Ryan, can you hear us or are you muted? We
Pretty
may.
sure he's going to second it. Let me see what's. I've been texting him all morning.
So I show that he's in the meeting, we just can't hear him. So. So I'm gonna pause the recording until we can get him on the line. That's okay. All right, we're back on recording. So Ryan, we weren't able to hear you, but we did have we had a motion to approve the agenda as presented, and then we needed a second.
And I heard that, and I'll second.
Okay, because there's only two of you here, I don't need to ask all in favor. Next, we'll move on to confirming the conflict of interest disclosures. And that's just, we do have your business disclosures already. Are there any other disclosures that any of you would like to make at this time?
No.
No.
Okay. We'll move on to public comment. Members of the public, I don't see any that are present in this meeting. If there are any or on Zoom or at the meeting location, if they could step forward or so say.
I'm going to walk into the hall just to make sure.
Okay.
There, now we can say I checked the hall and nobody is here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So there being no members of the public, I guess we can move on from public comment. We do want to open the public hearing. So I'll entertain a motion to open the public hearing.
Motion to open the public hearing.
Okay, then as stated, there are none present. I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
All right, I just realized I didn't do a second. So,
Second
Ryan,
on
will
both
you?
of those.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure we're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. And a CLA will have you, when it's time for the resolution, we'll have you step through your information, but we'll move on to action items. First, we'll approve the minutes from the October 23rd special meeting.
Motion to approve.
Okay, I have them pulled up here. No questions. Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Great. And then we'll move on to the next item. Sorry to make you seasick here, scrolling through. We'll turn the time over to CLA for the approval of the special service district preparation statement of work.
Sure, thanks. Hi everyone, I'm Margaret. Shelby is actually on PTO today, so I'm covering for her. What we have in front of you is our 2026 annual statement of work for Clifton Larson Allen. I'll just state the services remain consistent to prior year and our rates have not changed. So would love to continue serving, just need an approval of the board to do so.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
All right. So noted. Thank you. Next, we'll move on, Margaret, also to the proposal of 2025 audit services.
Sure. So that's just your independent auditor for the district, which it sounds like Haney was engaged last year. So this is the same firm that is proposing this year, and the fee for the 2025 audit and the engagement is $8,200.
Is that about what we paid last year?
I was trying to pull up your agreement. I couldn't pull it up. It looks like you had budgeted 7,000 for 2025.
Okay.
So I'll take that as a motion to approve.
Yep.
Second.
Okay, so noted. Moving on to the approval of the claims listing, Margaret.
Sure. So we just have your claims from February 24th, 2025 through November 12th, 2025. Nothing in terms of vendors out of the ordinary here, just several of your consultants in addition to your engineer and a few others. But if you have any questions, just let us know. Otherwise, it would just be moved to ratify the claims.
And I move to ratify the claims. That looks right to me.
Second.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. And then moving on to the approval of the unaudited financials through September 30th.
Sure. So we have your September financials in the packet. They start on page 23 of the PDF. Just very brief highlights of the performance through September 30th. The balance sheet really is comprised of just UMB cash accounts. So that's sitting at $4.3 million. And really, there's compared to that number, a nominal amount in accounts payable. And then everything else essentially is equity to the district. So really strong cash wise. Looking at your general fund, trending under budget and within all the right categories. So everything that's been expensed has been budgeted for. And there has been some interest income, not a lot, but this district just has funding to cover those payables. Then your debt service paid fund on page 26 really is just reflecting the interest payment on the 2024A that was made, and then some additional interest income that has been earned. So that's really the only activity on this. And then your capital projects fund, which is the next page, is really where the majority of the activity from a financial perspective of this district is happening, and it's really just showing all the capital costs and developer reimbursement that's currently happening for the district. So that's a very brief overview. If you have any questions, I'm happy to entertain. Otherwise, we would just move to accept the September 30th financials.
Okay, so moved.
Seconded.
Okay, thank you. All right, going back to the agenda, we'll move on now to resolutions item F. The first is the adoption of the resolution approving or adopting district bylaws. Let me pull this up. I think we did have a discussion at the last meeting about what this is, but essentially, the state auditor has developed the fraud risk assessment, and it helps them gauge or somewhat measure each district's internal controls or look at which policies or procedures are in place within each PID and to ensure the effective and efficient operations of the district and guard against any misuse of funds. The fraud risk assessment, essentially, it's a mechanism to inform the PID itself and the public in regards to, I guess, how risky, if you will, that each entity is relative to how it operates. And so by adopting these bylaws and having that structure in place, it makes the district a less risky entity or what can be rated as a less risky entity. But I don't know if you have anything that you would like to add to that CLA to explain the purpose for these bylaws.
Yeah, I think you covered it well. I think, as an independent auditor, they're always assessing risk, and that really determines how much work an independent auditor will do. So the more essentially controls the district has, it's reducing that risk to the auditor. So that's kind of how they're approaching that.
Okay. Any questions about the resolution adopting the district bylaws? You'll see the resolution is on the first page, and then the exhibit are the bylaws, and it's I think about 10 pages just stepping through the governance structure and separation of duties and those things.
I don't have any questions and I'm prepared for a motion.
Okay, you can make that motion.
A motion to adopt the bylaws.
Seconded.
Okay, so noted. Back to the agenda. There we go. Sorry, making everyone seasick, like I said. Next, we'll have the ratification of the resolution of cost acceptance number 3. And this is the cost acceptance that was brought up at the last meeting. Any questions in regards to this?
No, I think that's our last one for a while. We're
Okay, I'll
done with most of the stuff.
then I'll consider a motion to ratify the resolution of cost acceptance.
So moved.
Ryan, was that a second?
Yeah, he said so moved, and I said seconded.
Great. Okay. Next, we'll move on to item number 3 in the resolutions, and this is the consideration of the adoption of the final budgets. And I'll turn that back over, Margaret, to you.
Sure. And so the first item we have is the adoption of the 2025 amended budget, which is on page 69 of the packet. Shelby had relayed to me that this has been presented prior. There's been no changes since the last time the board met and reviewed this. So we would just need, unless there were questions on it, an adoption of it. And then the same kind of comments for the 2026 budget. No changes since last presented. But we just need an adoption if there are no questions. So,
No questions. Motion to
okay.
adopt.
Let's do a motion on the 2025 amended budget first.
Okay. Motion on the 2025 budget.
Seconded.
Okay, and then let's
Motion
do a
on the
motion or
2026.
All right, I have a motion to approve or adopt the final operating budget for the 2026.
Seconded.
Okay, all right. As far as administrative non-action items, I don't have anything additional. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to add? I think we've talked through the trustee training. That's just a reminder that Open and Public Meetings Act needs to happen annually, each year. Anything additional anyone would like to add?
I don't have anything else. We appreciate all you guys are doing for us.
Right. Well, then, that being the case, and it being Friday, I will look for a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All right. I think we're all in favor. So, okay, everyone, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.